Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 387. Visible, translated text is as follows. End out and people that come in and out. As to what I did to the elevator on that Saturday, I didn't do anything except that when Mr. White and Mr. Denham were working on the top floor, I started the elevator up and ripped up a plank for them. The elevator was locked when I sawed that plank for them, but when I left, it was unlocked. I looked at Friday night when I left there, but I went off from there Saturday and forgot to lock it. When I made that affidavit for you on May 12, 1913, I forgot to tell you that I did some sawing for Mr. White and Mr. Denham. The elevator was standing on the office floor when I left there Saturday. I left it standing right there. I had done some sawing for Mr. White and Mr. Denham just before I left, and in talking to them, I went off and forgot to lock it. An affidavit signed May 12, 1913, in presence of Barnes Campbell and others, in answer to question, was the power box kept locked or unlocked? I will say I locked it Friday when I left there. I don't remember saying in this affidavit that if the elevator box was kept unlocked on account of insurance companies requiring it, that I never heard of it, that they always told me to lock it. I don't remember any questions being asked me about any keys. I read and signed my name to that paper before I signed it. I don't remember stating that I locked it Saturday. I did say in that affidavit it is kept locked all the time. The reason I said at the coroner's inquest that the elevator box was always locked and that I left it locked on Saturday was because I forgot to tell about that sawing. I did that sawing just before I left there Saturday. I told Mr. Frank on Friday evening I never heard Mr. Frank say anything to Newt Lee to move the body at 11:45. On Saturday, Mr. Frank said to me, I want you to go to Frank and Daisy Hagen will all go at noon. At about 9:30, Mr. Frank and I were talking over to Montag Brothers. I have been going to talk to Darley frequently. The stairs leading from the first floor to the basement are in good condition. They haven't been used this year. They have been nailed up all the year. The area on first floor around trap door down there was cleaned up about 2 weeks after the insurance people came over and went through the building. Cross-examination. Mr. Denham and Mr. White were working there Saturday on the fourth floor. They were up there when I left the build.